Notice he said, this book of the law shall not do what? Depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt do what? Meditate. If you will put God's word in your mouth and keep it before your eyes, you won't walk in the counsel of the ungodly. I'm going to say it again. You won't walk in the counsel of the ungodly. You won't sit in the seat of, you won't stand in the way of sinners. You won't sit in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of his God, the law of the Lord. You will delight talking his word, believing his word, speaking his word, doing his word, walking in the light of it, telling, practicing his word, having that word, putting it first and foremost, and it will prosper you. It will cause you to have good success. It will cause you to have plenty of money. It will cause you to walk in health. It'll give you the house you need. It'll give you the car you need to drive. It'll give you the food you need in your house. It'll give you the appliance that you need. It'll give you the bed to sleep in. It'll give you the clothes you need to wear. It'll give you the peace you need. It'll cause you to pay your bill and you don't have to borrow. It'll cause you to rise up and be a blessing to somebody else. Verse 2, I read it again, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doeth he what? Meditate day and night. How long? Day and night. That he shall be like a tree, and he shall be like a tree, what? Planted by the waters, the rivers of water. That bringeth forth his fruit in his season. And his leaf also shall not wither. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Whatsoever he doeth, didn't say might, shall prosper. Hallelujah. Proverbs 10:22. Bless the blessing of the Lord, make us rich, and it adds no sorrow with it. Who? The blessing of the Lord make us rich. And he what? Adds no sorrow with it. Hallelujah. So hearing all of this, you say, well, I don't have all this working in my life. Well, let's get started. Because increase is yours. I don't care who you are. Listen to Isaiah 55:1. Isaiah 55:1. I won't do this in American Standard Version. Ho! Ho! I'm hollering at you now. Hey! Every one of you, everyone that thirsteth, how many of you thirsty for the truth? Two or three, huh? Everyone that's thirsty, come you to the waters. And he that has no money, so you sitting up and say, I ain't got nothing. I don't have anything. Look what he said. And he that has what? No money. Do what? Come. Come ye. Buy. How you going to buy and you don't have no money? I'm glad you asked because I asked the Lord. He said, because I have already bought it for you. That's how you buy. It's been bought for you. I already paid for it. Come ye and buy and eat. I'm going to eat because I already provide the food for you to eat. Yay, come, buy wine and milk. I said, what, but wine and milk? He said, the wine of the Holy Ghost is yours. Milk of the word is yours. Hallelujah. He said, buy wine and milk without money. Now, how many of you ever paid for the Holy Ghost? No. Without money, without price, it didn't cost you nothing. But it cost him everything. Woo, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I said it didn't cost you nothing, but he paid the price. So you don't sit there and talk about how broke you are. Come and eat from this word. Give yourself to meditation. Give yourself to study. Give yourself to confession. Give yourself to believing. Give yourself to standing up and speaking this word. Give yourself to acting on this word. Give yourself to prayer. Stop sitting up at the house when you can be on the prayer line. Talking about Jack and Hattie and Sue. When you ought to be in the throne room talking to the King of Kings. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what you can do. He'll tell you how to get money. He'll tell you how to get your help. He'll tell you how to succeed. He'll tell you how to come out of that poverty. He'll tell you how to get up out of the do nothing and get away from barely get along street and get on the streets of success and walk in the path up a path that leads you from one good degree of grace unto another. Hallelujah. He said, come, I paid it all. Don't waste the time doing nothing. I'll teach you how to live. Glory to God. He said this in verse 2. Go ahead and put verse 2 up there. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread? That's kind of dumb, isn't it? Why would you spend your money for something that's not going to bring you any good? I ain't picking on nobody, just making a statement. I am not picking on anybody, I'm just making a statement because I was that dumb person one day. I'm saying it again. I was that dumb person one day. Why would I go into the store and buy cigarettes and pay big price for them? I don't know what they cost now. I wouldn't waste my money. Light the thing up, suck the smoke in from it, blow it out in the air, and when I get through, I ain't got nothing to count for. Somebody said about that person that's fire on one end and a fool on the other one. And that is about as well it can be said. And we got a lot of people like that. Giving your money, work hard, just to go into the place where they sell them and buy, and then you light it up and suck it into your lungs, and it's doing damage to your lung. Blow it out in the air, and you ain't got nothing to count for. When the smoke disappears, you better enjoy it while you're seeing it, because that's all you're going to see. Because just in a little while, it's going to disappear. You're not going to see it. You may stink, smell like it. That's the only evidence you got that you had one. And what good is smelling like a cigarette? How does that add to your life? How do that add to your life? So I'm going to read again. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread? You could take that money and invest in something that can make you some money. If you're a smart person. Just think about all the money you spent buying cigarettes over the years. I'm just using for example because there's a whole bunch of stuff we do that way. little Debbie's and big Debbie's and all.